This is the progression test for listening, stage 8. There are 5 parts to this progression test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 5 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B, or C below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The answer is A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Who did the boy go to the cinema with?
Who did you go to see the film with?
Harry. He started at our school a few weeks ago. He's in my class.
Is he the one with the long blonde hair and glasses?
You're right about the length of his hair. It's black, not blonde, though, and I've never seen him wearing glasses.
Oh, I know who you mean.
2. Now listen again.
Who did you go to see the film with?
Harry. He started at our school a few weeks ago. He's in my class.
Is he the one with the long blonde hair and glasses?
You're right about the length of his hair. It's black, not blonde, though, and I've never seen him wearing glasses.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Two. What do the friends agree to do together next?
I've just bought a great new tennis game for my computer. Do you want to play?
It's really sunny today, actually, so I'd prefer to go to the park and play the real thing there.
I suppose it's better than staying inside. And maybe we could go into town together afterwards and look in that new sports shop.
Good idea.
Now listen again.
I've just bought a great new tennis game for my computer. Do you want to play?
It's really sunny today, actually, so I'd prefer to go to the park and play the real thing there.
I suppose it's better than staying inside. And maybe we could go into town together afterwards and look in that new sports shop.
Good idea.
Three. How much did the girl's bracelet cost?
Hey, I really like that bracelet. Is it new?
It is. I bought it last weekend with some money I got for my birthday. It was in the sale, reduced from £22 to £12.50.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I had enough to pay the full price, but it meant that I could spend the £9.50 I saved on something else.
Now listen again.
Hey, I really like that bracelet. Is it new?
It is. I bought it last weekend with some money I got for my birthday. It was in the sale, reduced from £22 to £12.50.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I had enough to pay the full price, but it meant that I could spend the £9.50 I saved on something else.
Four. Which hobby has the boy started recently?
Shall we work on our history project after school tomorrow?
That's when my dance class is, actually.
You must be pretty good by now, after all those lessons. Anyway, how about Wednesday?
I have chess club then, which I'm really enjoying, even though I haven't been doing it very long. Thursday's good, though. I've given up the photography course I was doing then.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Shall we work on our history project after school tomorrow?
That's when my dance class is, actually.
You must be pretty good by now, after all those lessons. Anyway, how about Wednesday?
I have chess club then, which I'm really enjoying, even though I haven't been doing it very long. Thursday's good, though. I've given up the photography course I was doing then.
Okay.
Five. Where will the girl put the picture?
Grandma sent a lovely photo of her and Granddad. Where do you want to put it?
It'd look great on my desk. I'm not sure there's enough space for both that and my laptop, though.
How about hanging it above the desk?
That's probably the best option. Let's do that. I'd love to have it on my bedside table, but I just keep knocking it off.
Now listen again.
Grandma sent a lovely photo of her and Granddad. Where do you want to put it?
It'd look great on my desk. I'm not sure there's enough space for both that and my laptop, though.
How about hanging it above the desk?
That's probably the best option. Let's do that. I'd love to have it on my bedside table, but I just keep knocking it off.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 6 to 10. You will hear people talking in 5 different situations. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 6. You will hear a girl telling a friend about a new guitar. Why did the girl decide to buy the guitar? A. It was easy to play. B. The price was low. C. She loved the color.
Hey, I really like your new guitar. Does it sound good?
Yeah, great. Much better than the old one. Playing it isn't quite as simple, but that'll actually help me to improve, because it'll make my fingers stronger.
I've never seen a bright green one before.
No, and when I saw it, I just knew I wanted to get it because of that. I wasn't too worried about how much it cost, although it wasn't actually very expensive.
Now listen again.
Hey, I really like your new guitar. Does it sound good?
Yeah, great. Much better than the old one. Playing it isn't quite as simple, but that'll actually help me to improve, because it'll make my fingers stronger.
I've never seen a bright green one before.
No, and when I saw it, I just knew I wanted to get it because of that. I wasn't too worried about how much it cost, although it wasn't actually very expensive.
Seven. You will hear two friends talking about a TV series. What do they agree about it? A. The acting is excellent. B. The story is exciting. C. The characters are interesting.
Did you see The Supporter last night?
Yeah, it's a great series and has some really unusual characters in it.
I find a couple of them a bit dull, to be honest. That's a problem with the way the series is written, though, rather than the way the actors performed. They were extremely good.
I was really impressed with them, and none of them are particularly well known.
No. I love stories like The Supporter, which move quite slowly, but really make you think about why the people in it behave in the way they do.
Me too.
Now listen again.
Did you see The Supporter last night?
Yeah, it's a great series and has some really unusual characters in it.
I find a couple of them a bit dull, to be honest. That's a problem with the way the series is written, though, rather than the way the actors performed. They were extremely good.
I was really impressed with them, and none of them are particularly well known.
No. I love stories like The Supporter, which move quite slowly, but really make you think about why the people in it behave in the way they do.
Me too.
Eight. You will hear two friends talking about playing ice hockey. What does the boy want the girl to do? A. Lend him some equipment. B. Help him develop his skills. C. Join a team with him.
I'm looking forward to ice hockey training tonight.
Yeah, it should be fun. Actually, I'm still pretty new to the sport. I know you play in a very good team. I won't be able to do that without practicing a bit more than I do at the moment. Would you be willing to go skating with me to show me some of the things you did to become as good as you are now? I'm sure I can find a stick and some skates rather than needing to borrow anything from you.
Sure. No problem.
Now listen again.
I'm looking forward to ice hockey training tonight.
Yeah, it should be fun. Actually, I'm still pretty new to the sport. I know you play in a very good team. I won't be able to do that without practicing a bit more than I do at the moment. Would you be willing to go skating with me to show me some of the things you did to become as good as you are now? I'm sure I can find a stick and some skates rather than needing to borrow anything from you.
Sure. No problem.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about some geography homework. The boy advises the girl to A. Use a different website. B. Keep her answers short. C. Ask their teacher for help.
Have you done the geography homework yet?
I finished it yesterday. Why?
I'm finding it really hard. There's so much information on that website the teacher recommended. I've no idea what to include.
There's certainly more on there than on another website I looked at. But you aren't expected to write very much at all for each question, you know. I think the teacher's trying to help improve your ability to find the little details you need in long texts. That's probably why he advised us to use a site with lots of information on it.
Ah, I get it now.
Now listen again.
Have you done the geography homework yet?
I finished it yesterday. Why?
I'm finding it really hard. There's so much information on that website the teacher recommended. I've no idea what to include.
There's certainly more on there than on another website I looked at. But you aren't expected to write very much at all for each question, you know. I think the teacher's trying to help improve your ability to find the little details you need in long texts. That's probably why he advised us to use a site with lots of information on it.
Ah, I get it now.
Ten. You will hear two friends talking about a dance competition. How did the girl feel while taking part in it? A. Embarrassed by her own performance. B. Surprised how good other competitors were. C. Nervous about performing in front of an audience.
You did really well in the dance competition.
But I only came fifth.
Some of the other dancers were a lot older than you, though.
Maybe, but I'd seen them dance before and realised they'd be extremely good. But I also knew I could beat them. What affected how well I did was that I kept thinking about all the people watching me, which is never a good idea.
It isn't, but I'm sure you'll learn from the experience.
I suppose I will, so I don't see any reason why I should feel ashamed of my routine.
No, none at all.
Now listen again.
You did really well in the dance competition.
But I only came fifth.
Some of the other dancers were a lot older than you, though.
Maybe, but I'd seen them dance before and realised they'd be extremely good. But I also knew I could beat them. What affected how well I did was that I kept thinking about all the people watching me, which is never a good idea.
It isn't, but I'm sure you'll learn from the experience.
I suppose I will, so I don't see any reason why I should feel ashamed of my routine.
No, none at all.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 11 to 15. You will hear a journalist called Emma Granger telling some students about working for a local news website. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi everyone, my name's Emma Granger and I work as a journalist for a website that focuses on the local news in this area. I've been at the website for about 2 years. Before starting my career, I did a degree in English at a university in London. Soon after finishing, I found employment writing for a magazine where I stayed for 3 years until I joined the team at the website. We have all sorts of news stories about the things that are happening around here. My role is to produce the ones that cover entertainment, and I find that pretty exciting. Some of the other news stories on the website, such as those on politics, are really interesting, so I'd like to write them one day. Working as a journalist isn't just about reporting on the local news. I also spend a lot of my time producing reviews, which provides me with a bit of variety in my work. It's interesting writing about new plays that have opened in the area, or songs by local musicians. I love my work, but it's not always easy. Because I studied English to a high level, making sure that I write really accurately isn't particularly hard for me. But I've always found that doing it extremely quickly is a real challenge. We only get a couple of hours sometimes to produce the story, and it takes time for me to think of the best way of writing it. Anyway, if you'd like to see some examples of the kinds of things I write, why not visit the website I work for? The address is www.lidworth.com. I'll spell that for you. It's LYDWORTH.com. Okay, does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask?
Now listen again.
Hi everyone, my name's Emma Granger and I work as a journalist for a website that focuses on the local news in this area. I've been at the website for about 2 years. Before starting my career, I did a degree in English at a university in London. Soon after finishing, I found employment writing for a magazine where I stayed for 3 years until I joined the team at the website. We have all sorts of news stories about the things that are happening around here. My role is to produce the ones that cover entertainment, and I find that pretty exciting. Some of the other news stories on the website, such as those on politics, are really interesting, so I'd like to write them one day. Working as a journalist isn't just about reporting on the local news. I also spend a lot of my time producing reviews, which provides me with a bit of variety in my work. It's interesting writing about new plays that have opened in the area, or songs by local musicians. I love my work, but it's not always easy. Because I studied English to a high level, Making sure that I write really accurately isn't particularly hard for me, but I've always found that doing it extremely quickly is a real challenge. We only get a couple of hours sometimes to produce the story, and it takes time for me to think of the best way of writing it. Anyway, if you'd like to see some examples of the kinds of things I write, why not visit the website I work for? The address is www.lidworth.com. I'll spell that for you. It's lydworth.com. Okay, does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask?
That is the end of part three. Now turn to part four, questions 16 to 20. You will hear an interview with a teenager called Danny Jones, who makes sculptures of birds from wood. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
On today's programme, we have Danny Jones, who has a small business selling sculptures he's made of different kinds of birds. Danny, why did you choose to make them from wood?
Well, I learned how to work with both metal and wood at school and love the appearance of sculptures made from both. I couldn't really say it takes less effort to create art from wood than from metal. They're obviously very different, and each of them has its difficulties. When you touch wood, though, it's warm and smooth, and I knew this would make spending hours working with it a much nicer experience.
So, was your first sculpture of a bird?
It was. My skills weren't great at that stage, so I needed to do something simple. Someone suggested making a wooden penguin, which is what I did, as I thought it was an improvement on my idea of creating a parrot. I then went on to make a duck when I'd completed it, and my early sculptures weren't too bad, actually.
Your sculptures are pretty popular these days. How do you sell them?
In a variety of ways, actually. I sold mainly to relatives and mates to begin with, and they still buy a few. But like a lot of businesses, I do more trade online than anywhere else now. There's a little market in my town, and I always get a stall there during the summer months, which does quite well.
For most of your sculptures, you use natural wood, but you sometimes paint a few. Why is that?
People think I do it so they stay in good condition for longer. Natural wood lasts for years, though. As you said, I don't paint many, and that's because people really seem to like them better without any paint on. To tell you the truth, I only do it when I've slipped and made a hole in the wood and need to do something to cover it up.
So where do you most like seeing your sculptures displayed?
Somewhere with lots of light, so you can see the grain clearly, you know, the natural lines in the wood. Sculptures placed on shelves are fine, but it's usually a bit too dark there to see them at their best. So next to a window is more suitable. Someone I know puts them close to her fire and they look great there. The heat can damage the wood though.
Interesting. Thanks for talking to us, Danny.
Now listen again.
On today's programme, we have Danny Jones, who has a small business selling sculptures he's made of different kinds of birds. Danny, why did you choose to make them from wood?
Well, I learned how to work with both metal and wood at school and love the appearance of sculptures made from both. I couldn't really say it takes less effort to create art from wood than from metal. They're obviously very different, and each of them has its difficulties. When you touch wood, though, it's warm and smooth, and I knew this would make spending hours working with it a much nicer experience.
So, was your first sculpture of a bird?
It was. My skills weren't great at that stage, so I needed to do something simple. Someone suggested making a wooden penguin, which is what I did, as I thought it was an improvement on my idea of creating a parrot. I then went on to make a duck when I'd completed it, and my early sculptures weren't too bad, actually.
Your sculptures are pretty popular these days. How do you sell them?
In a variety of ways, actually. I sold mainly to relatives and mates to begin with, and they still buy a few. But like a lot of businesses, I do more trade online than anywhere else now. There's a little market in my town, and I always get a stall there during the summer months, which does quite well.
For most of your sculptures, you use natural wood, but you sometimes paint a few. Why is that?
People think I do it so they stay in good condition for longer. Natural wood lasts for years, though. As you said, I don't paint many, and that's because people really seem to like them better without any paint on. To tell you the truth, I only do it when I've slipped and made a hole in the wood and need to do something to cover it up.
So where do you most like seeing your sculptures displayed?
Somewhere with lots of light, so you can see the grain clearly, you know, the natural lines in the wood. Sculptures placed on shelves are fine, but it's usually a bit too dark there to see them at their best. So next to a window is more suitable. Someone I know puts them close to her fire and they look great there. The heat can damage the wood though.
Interesting. Thanks for talking to us, Danny.
That is the end of part four. Now turn to part five, questions 21 to 25. You will hear five people talking about their favourite bike rides. For speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions for part 5. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Speaker 1.
I go on my favourite ride about once a month with my family. Now that my little brother's a bit older, he comes too. There aren't loads of hills or anything. It's just too far to go for little kids. The route mostly goes along cycle paths with only a few small roads, and there are signposts all the way round, so it's more or less impossible to get lost. We usually take food with us. There was a really good cafe on the route. It closed a couple of years ago, though.
Speaker 2.
If finding a river to swim in or stopping at a cafe during your ride's your thing, then my favourite route's one to avoid. There are several steep sections where you have to climb a few hundred metres, so it's not suitable for younger family members. And I've rarely seen many birds and animals along the way, but you get some fantastic views. You reach the best one about an hour after setting off. Take a map the first time you go, because you'll need it to find your way along the small roads and paths.
Speaker 3.
I cycle along my favorite route most weekends. The first part goes through a forest. I once saw some wild goats hiding in amongst the trees there. There's just one place where there's a steep climb on the path, but coming down the hill on the other side's great fun. I need around 50 minutes to do the route from beginning to end. This means I don't have to take food with me or stop at a cafe because I'm not on the bike long enough to get hungry.
Speaker 4.
My favorite bike ride follows a small river for part of the route. Unfortunately, it's not quite deep enough for swimming in, but it means there are colourful insects, unusual little animals, and even fish to look at on most rides. That part of the route's really flat. It's actually where I first learned to ride a bike when I was 8. As I've got older, I've added more and more sections to the ride, including a long but fairly easy climb, so it'd be a bit challenging for an average 8-year-old now.
Speaker 5.
There's a real variety of scenery on my favourite bike ride. It's very flat near the beginning, then the path goes up a long hill past several farms. There are sometimes cows and sheep in the fields there, and you get a lovely view of the lake on the other side. I imagine there are lots of birds and animals living around it. I haven't been close enough to find out for sure. You're on paths all the way round, so you never meet any cars at all, which is probably the best thing about it.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
I go on my favourite ride about once a month with my family. Now that my little brother's a bit older, he comes too. There aren't loads of hills or anything. It's just too far to go for little kids. The route mostly goes along cycle paths with only a few small roads, and there are signposts all the way round, so it's more or less impossible to get lost. We usually take food with us. There was a really good cafe on the route. It closed a couple of years ago, though.
Speaker 2.
If finding a river to swim in or stopping at a cafe during your ride's your thing, then my favourite route's one to avoid. There are several steep sections where you have to climb a few hundred metres, so it's not suitable for younger family members. And I've rarely seen many birds and animals along the way, but you get some fantastic views. You reach the best one about an hour after setting off. Take a map the first time you go, because you'll need it to find your way along the small roads and paths.
Speaker 3.
I cycle along my favourite route most weekends. The first part goes through a forest. I once saw some wild goats hiding in amongst the trees there. There's just one place where there's a steep climb on the path, but coming down the hill on the other side's great fun. I need around 50 minutes to do the route from beginning to end. This means I don't have to take food with me or stop at a cafe because I'm not on the bike long enough to get hungry.
Speaker 4.
My favourite bike ride follows a small river for part of the route. Unfortunately, it's not quite deep enough for swimming in, but it means there are colourful insects, unusual little animals, and even fish to look at on most rides. That part of the route's really flat. It's actually where I first learned to ride a bike when I was 8. As I've got older, I've added more and more sections to the ride, including a long but fairly easy climb, so it'd be a bit challenging for an average 8-year-old now.
Speaker 5.
There's a real variety of scenery on my favourite bike ride. It's very flat near the beginning, then the path goes up a long hill past several farms. There are sometimes cows and sheep in the fields there, and you get a lovely view of the lake on the other side. I imagine there are lots of birds and animals living around it. I haven't been close enough to find out for sure. You're on paths all the way round, so you never meet any cars at all, which is probably the best thing about it.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your teacher will now collect all the question papers.